Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The Cambridge Festival of Cycling has a brand new event this year, Cam Cycle Tech, which will explore the science and technology of cycling. Beth Barker is here from Cam Cycle alongside Joe Todd, who is one of the speakers at Cam Cycle Tech. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Beth and welcome to Joe to Cambridge Breakfast. So what sort of tech are we talking here, Beth?
So it's all cycling themed. We've got amazing bike displays of different frames from Lotus, an old, very old, early fold-up bike. So it's all very exciting. And then we've got some fantastic speakers, as you said, including Joe's going to talk about transcontinental racing. But we've got the famous bike designer Mike Burrows. So really do come and hear him because he doesn't speak that often. So this is very exciting.
Why is Mike famous for those who don't know?
He's famous because he helped design the 1992 bike that Chris Boardman won when he won the gold medal at the Olympics, which was the first gold medal that the UK had won in cycling for many, many years.
And that was quite a catalyst, wasn't it? Because Bradley Wiggins was talking to Liz yesterday morning, because, as you know, he's coming to the Corn Exchange later in the year. And he was saying that for him, that was the moment when he saw Chris Boardman winning, which sparked his interest. And we all know what that led to.
It was a real... This new frame by Lotus was a real game changer in cycle design. It was the first time they'd really revolutionised how a bicycle was designed. So that's why Mike Burrows is such an exciting person to be coming to this event.
And does that sort of feed in? Obviously, this is designed for a racing bike. But does that then find its way into the kind of bikes that one might cycle around Cambridge on?
Certainly. Certainly in the kind of road bikes that lots of people buy for either touring or racing, you see that kind of bicycle design filtering down. But also to all kind of bikes, those materials that they use, the improvements in making them lighter, that's so important for an everyday bike, which makes it much more accessible for lots of different people. So I think that design at the top level is really important for everyday cycling.
No, I sort of found that with my newer bike now. You know, it's the frame is just so much lighter, which adds to a lot of things. Now, Joe, you're a cyclist around Cambridge, but you were also involved in a 4,000-kilometre transcontinental race.
Yeah, so back in 2015 now, actually, and I did it the year later in 2016, I took part in this race called the Transcontinental Race, which is, as you said, a 4,000-kilometre or about 2,500-mile race across Europe.
From where to where?
So the route changes every year, but the years I took part, it was from Brussels to Istanbul. So at about midnight, 200 riders or so set off from Brussels, just outside Brussels, and they had to get as quickly across the continent as possible to Istanbul.
Can you go any route, or is there a fixed route for it?
It isn't a fixed route. So there are four checkpoints, but between those checkpoints, riders can go any route they like. They can stop whenever they like. They have to sleep whenever they like, or not sleep in certain cases. Eat whenever they like. So it's unsupported, so there's no sort of team car providing, you know, water bottles along the way.
Right, so 200 set off. How many arrived?
I don't want to insult anyone who didn't make it, but I think it was about 80 or so made it in 2015.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
So it sounds quite a bit of an endurance.
No, certainly. I was sleeping 5 or 6 hours a night.
Oh, my goodness.
And then, cycling for the rest of it, and maybe, an hour spent in a McDonald's somewhere.
A McDonald's? Did you not need anything more nutritious?
Well, people say that McDonald's is bad for you, but it's pretty nutritious. It's got a bit of fat, it's got a bit of protein, it's got some carbohydrate in, it's all good.
You just had a lovely advert for them.
Reminds me of a vegan friend of mine who spent a lot of time in Russia and would always go to Pizza Hut because that's the only place he could get a decent vegetarian meal.
How long did it take you?
So I did it in about 2 weeks, but the winner of the race would probably did it in a snippet over a week. So,
oh my goodness, that is insane. And what sort of tech was involved in something like that?
Really, you cut down, you need very little tech, so, it's all about going as quickly as possible, but, you have to decide on which bike to use. So a lot of consideration in terms of the material of the bike. You know, you want like a relatively light bike, but you also want something sturdy because, you know, not all of the roads in Europe are particularly great. But, you know, you're carrying everything on your bike. So in the second year, I decided to not take a sleeping bag, and which was, in hindsight, a bit
of a mistake. Second year, you've done this more than once.
I was going to say,
sounds like an insane thing to do, but you've done it twice.
Yeah, so, I mean, at the end of the first time, it was a sort of, I'm never going to do this again. But then about a month afterwards, I was kind of looking back at it, thinking that was kind of
a lot of fun. Actually, that was really cool, yeah.
And do it again.
And on the second time, were you more sort of competitive about it? Did you want to beat at least your own personal, best? Or
yeah, so I was, I did it in about 2 days quicker, but the route changed a bit. But so I was definitely quicker. But you know, my first year is a lot more interesting because a lot of things went wrong. There are a lot more interesting stories about that. And
can you tell us one or two?
So it was at the border going into Albania, and I got to the Albanian border, and the border guards wouldn't let me into the country for some reason, so they took me into a back room. But I was kind of knowing my passport's going to get rejected here, but they actually just decided that I was too dirty to come into their country, so they handed me a bar of soap, and I had to just wash myself.
There's something quite charming about that.
Yeah, it's quite nice, but, you know...
You must have stunk.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next time somebody complains about cycling along the busway, I shall tell them of that, that little tale there. What do you use when you're cycling around Cambridge? What kind of bike? Or do you have a collection? You tell me you have a collection of bikes, aren't you?
I do have a collection of bikes. Okay. I just use a steel sort of very simple road bike with a basket and mudguards. Nothing too high tech in terms of, you know. But the bike I used was a sort of, you know, a carbon fiber. You know, the whole shebang.
Do you look through the cycling magazines and say to yourself, you know, when, you know, look, if there's like a new model coming out, you think, oh, should I get that one, maybe?
Oh yeah, no, I definitely I'm a victim to doing that, but you know, I try not to, just because, you know, to keep the temptation out of me.
Yeah. And so you're giving a talk, aren't you, as part of Cam Cycle Tech. When's that going to be?
It's going to be at 3 p.m. on Saturday.
Okay, whereabouts?
In the Pi building at the Cambridge Museum of Technology. We'll have site maps and signs so people can find that. And as I say, we've got four speakers. It's all in the same building, the Pi building. Do come along and hear them.
That sounds pretty good. You've got some other things, I think, coming up as well later in the month, Beth.
Yeah, so we've got two really exciting events that I want to talk about. One is Motherlode the movie, which is about the cargo bike movement, looking at how, you know, people are getting rid of cars and using cargo bikes instead to do their shopping, to get food to elderly relatives, to take their children to school, or as businesses.
I dare say there's a few extra cargo bikes on the roads of Cambridge this morning.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. I've seen quite a few on my commute here taking their kids to school, which is really great to see. And the lovely thing about it, and something very important in the movie, is that interaction that you have when you're cycling with parents to their children and with other people. And I think that is the great thing about Cambridge. You do see so many people and you know, acknowledging each other.
Definitely so. And you've also got an event at Wickham Fen, I think, as well.
Yeah, so this is not a Cam Cycle event, but Wickham Fen are having a cycling festival. That's the National Trust Reserve. And what that is they've got lots of amazing trails for people of all ages and abilities. And they've got a few new trails to try out. So there's, for the month, they're offering a deal where if you hire bikes from them, you can get a 20% discount off their cafe to be used on the same day. So that's the whole month of September. Really beautiful place, so I would really recommend it.
Can I say also, from personal experience, it's also a very nice cafe there in Wickham Fen. So that's possibly worth going for that. Well, look, thank you both very much for coming in to speak to us this morning. Wonderful tales. Do I ask you going to do it again at some point?
Of course he is.
Mum and Dad, I'm not going to do it again.
Okay, they're not listening. They're off listening to Radio 4 this morning. What are you going to do it again?
I'd like to.
Okay, thanks very much. Cambridge 105 Radio.